You all are with the Far Off Broadway Players.
We are.
And Nick, how long have you been involved, Nick Swain?
I've been involved with Far Off Broadway Players for 20 years, and this year is special because it is the 20th year anniversary.
Oh, cool. It is.
Yeah, we are kicking off the season with a lot of great shows, and the one where me and Olivia are in is the first one, Lady Susan. Well, Jane Austen's Lady Susan.
Okay, well, very good. Olivia Vaught, how many years have you been involved?
I have been here since about 2023, when James and the Giant Peach first started. I first come when the musical started.
Okay, when the musical started.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, there's nothing like a good musical, and I'm glad that the Far Off Broadway Players have incorporated a few of those in. Now, Lady Susan, do we have any music here?
Now, we do have music from a popular show called Bridgerton.
Oh, okay. Okay, I got you.
Yes, it is mostly a straight play, though, and it is quite hilarious. You know Jane Austen from Pride and Prejudice, Sense and Sensibility.
Right, and just very entertaining. The description: Lady Susan, a young widow, flees London and arrives at the country home of her obliging brother-in-law and his suspicious wife. We'll just stop right there because that just sets the stage for a lot of other things to follow, right?
I am, in fact, the suspicious wife.
Okay, you are the wife.
She is the suspicious wife.
And it does go ahead. I'm not giving anything away with this.
No, not at all.
Soon to come, unexpectedly, are her willful daughter, her chatty confidant, an eligible suitor, and a dim-witted bachelor. Nick, I'm just thinking that
I am the brother-in-law. I'm not the dim-witted bachelor.
Okay. Not this time.
I was just thinking one of those surely has to be you. I didn't know which one.
I am Charles Vernon, rather, and I'm Lady Susan's brother-in-law living in Churchill in London, and I love the country because everyone in town is either overdressed or undereducated or both, you see, boy. So
that is great. I love you're in character this morning, and that, you know, does it take a lot of work to get there?
I do repetition.
Okay.
That's why a lot of people think that I'm really good at memorizing lines. It's just repetition for me. Okay. So
now, on a regular basis, I believe you are a firefighter. Is that right?
I am. I work at the fire department on my regular career, and on my days off, since I don't have anything to do, I decided to work security at the hospital. Okay. And then when I don't have any time else, I'm just doing plays.
Well, my question is, do you ever get into this character since you're getting ready for this production, like when you're going out on a run or just in the kitchen
it's
with the guys?
All day, every day.
Yes.
All day, every day.
It's funny to say that because if anybody knows me and sees me at Station 1 outside on the deck or at Station 2, at any time during the evenings, I will be outside with a book in my hand talking to myself. And there's been a few people walking down the sidewalk, and you know, I'll just, dear boy, me, oh Lord, what has happened? And somebody will look over and go, okay, well, he's talking to himself, and just keep on walking down the street.
You know, I've been known to talk to myself too occasionally, so I'm right there with you. Now, your character, I'm sure, has that accent as well, Olivia.
Yes, my dear husband is quite a bubbling buffoon.
Okay.
So, Catherine is Charles's wife, who has kept him from his family for 6 years.
Okay.
And now all this family is back, and she's like, no, thank you. And they're all in her house.
There is so much drama that is
this is here. Very much a Bridgerton drama play. Yes.
Oh, it is. Okay.
And it's sprinkled with comedy throughout.
Yes.
Okay.
Lots of backhanded comments and sly comments that once you hear them, they're being very facetious towards each other.
But they're doing it with a smile.
They're doing it with a smile.
I understand.
Face. Yes.
I understand.
You have to do it for society.
I like the phrase in what you've got online here: biting wit.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. That's a lot of it.
That says a lot, doesn't it?
It is primarily Catherine's lines.
Okay. Well, very good. This is based on Jane Austen's Lady Susan, adapted by Rob. And I'm not sure what Rob's last name is.
It's Urbanotti.
Okay. Yeah, I'm glad you were here to help me.
Urbanotti. He actually, Maggie Ellis posted a video or a promo on Facebook, and he actually tagged us in it.
Yeah, he shared the post.
And he shared the post with, I guess, America, basically.
Yeah. Like, that is really cool.
Yeah, he did.
The
he said, down,
playwright. Okay.
Check out Far Off Broadway Players in Glasgow, Kentucky, if you want to see Lady Susan.
Well, you know, let's hope some of them have been checking out our B&Bs and whatnot. And, you know, they're going to come and see it.
We did a video shoot, actually, at our local B&B, the Main Street.
Mm-hmm.
Main Street B&B.
Okay,
and we did
an
all day of videoing and scenes and TikTok challenges and stuff. It was funny.
Okay. And Sherry Vaughn is a delightful lady, and I believe she's on the Plaza board as well. She's been involved in some Far Off Broadway productions, I believe, back in the day. I've been in one production.
Have you really?
I have been in one production.
What one were you in?
It's a Wonderful Life. I hear you're going to bring that back.
We are. Which Wonderful Life did you do? I did, years ago, It's a Wonderful Life, a radio play.
Okay, I did the one on stage.
Okay.
And I was the mean druggist that had to slap a kid.
Oh, no.
You know, and, you know, that was a hard thing
you
to do.
You were the one that lost your son and then got to drinking a little bit.
Exactly.
Poisoning in a bottle.
Exactly. Yeah. So I really had to get into character for part of that, you know? And it was a lot of fun, though. It was a lot of fun. And you all are bringing that back for the 20th year, I believe.
We are.
Yes.
Yes, a lot of people are looking forward to that one.
Well,
may be directing it in Little Miss Sarah Just.
I do know Sarah Just. Yes, we are related. She's my first cousin, so I know Sarah well. So she does a great job, and I know she has a lot of fun with the costuming and every aspect. I'm sure the costuming has been fun getting things together for you all for this one.
Yes, the Regency era, the what are they called?
The gloves?
The gloves,
okay.
The earrings, the dressing.
Oh, cool.
Funny enough, I got on Amazon because the three guys, I did. Do you call them pantaloons?
Yes.
Well, the pantaloons, a typical waist is right below the nipple line here.
Oh, okay.
And it's right into the navel. That's where the top of the pants are. And they have they have about 8 buttons.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
I got a pair of them last night in, and I tried them on, and I modeled for my wife. And once she got the breathing again laughter.
Well, once she stopped laughing.
Yeah. She said, those look really cute. And I went, I don't believe you. But they are very period. So I'm prepared. I'm ready.
That is hilarious. The only thing I've ordered from Amazon was a Neil Diamond wig and shirt for the lip sync that TJ Sampson did down at the Plaza. So, you know, I'm not sure I'm ready to order anything else quite yet. Especially those pantaloons. I think I'll wait a while before that. This production is just next weekend, right? Mm-hmm. 1 week from
March 6th, 7th, and 8th.
Yeah, yep. We're right here on the doorstep of March, and Friday, Saturday, and Sunday showings. There are 4 showings altogether. Is
correct.
That right?
Correct. Friday at 7.
Okay.
Then we have our matinee Saturday at 2, and then Saturday night at 7, and then Sunday we have our matinee again at 2 p.m.
Well, very good. It's exciting, and folks, you got to get your seat today. Go to historicplaza.com and be sure and check out what's happening with Lady Austin.
Jane Austen. Jane Austen.
Thank you. I've got to get it in the right order.
You got it.
She is quite a lady.
She is.
Now, there's another show. We'll probably have some folks back before that one in April, are you all ready? Are some people...
Me and her are both a part of Moonlight and Magnolia.
Okay, you're in Moonlight Magnolias. How early do you start working from one show to the next?
We had rehearsal for Moonlight last night.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Lady Susan and Moonlight are overlapping this time.
Okay, well, you all will do both wonderfully. And is Moonlight and Magnolias as much of a biting wit kind of production like Lady Susan is?
Moonlight and Magnolias is a gut-busting comedy on a true story.
Okay.
But you do not want to compare Lady Susan to Moonlight and Magnolias.
Okay, I got you. I got you. Well, both will be wonderful. We hope folks will get ready for Lady Susan coming up next weekend, though. That is for sure. It's been a delight having you all here this morning.
I have had a wonderful time with the coffee and you and everything.
Well, thank you. I appreciate you coming. Come back and we'll laugh some more, okay?
All righty.
Nick Swain, Olivia Vaught, my guest, and I appreciate you all greatly.